Israel Allies Foundation honors Trump with Lifetime Achievement Award, Israel has never had a better friend. By Joshua Klein on December 13, 2025. President Donald Trump declared that Israel has never had a better friend in the White House as the Israel Allies Foundation, IAF, honored him last week at its annual Chairman's Gala in Washington, D.C. Recognizing what the organization described as its historic leadership on Israel. From Jerusalem and the Golan Heights to confronting Iran and brokering the Gaza ceasefire that secured the release of the final remaining hostages. Speaking via video message to the Thursday night dinner, Trump said he was truly honored to receive the Israel Allies Lifetime Achievement Award, thanking IAF President Josh Reinstein, former Representative David Weldon, and White House Faith Office Head Pastor Paula White for what he called a great honor. Israel has never had a better friend in the White House than President Donald J. Trump. And even our wildest enemies would admit that. Trump said, recounting what he described as a record of concrete actions rather than symbolism. Trump pointed to his first-term decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal, to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the U.S. embassy, and to recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, before turning to more recent events. In June, I obliterated Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity. In other words, we stopped them from making a nuclear weapon, with an operation called Midnight Hammer, Trump said. Adding that just weeks ago, I negotiated a breakthrough peace agreement to end the war in Gaza and secure the release of all remaining hostages, some of whom are in attendance tonight. The gala capped a three-day IAF Chairman's Conference held earlier in the week, which brought lawmakers, faith leaders, and policy officials from more than 30 countries to Washington for briefings, closed-door meetings, and sessions focused on anti-Semitism, regional security, and international legislative cooperation on Israel. According to the organization, delegations from Europe, Africa, Asia, Latin America, and North America met with senior U.S. officials and members of Congress, attended events on Capitol Hill, and participated in discussions on coordinated responses to rising global anti-Semitism and threats to Israel. Leo Terrell, chair of the Department of Justice Task Force to Combat Anti-Semitism and senior counsel at the Justice Department, also addressed IAF guests at the White House, telling lawmakers and faith leaders that President Trump set a standard for accomplishment when it comes to Israel and fighting anti-Semitism, adding, "Do not accept any speeches, I'm here to help." The conference concluded Thursday evening with the gala honoring Trump, whom the IAF credited with reshaping Israel's diplomatic and security landscape. "President Trump's commitment to Israel has altered the course of history," Reinstein said in a statement. "Tonight, we honor not only his contributions, but the enduring alliance between Israel and its Christian friends worldwide. Faith-based diplomacy is not symbolic. It is the driving force behind Israel's most significant diplomatic victories." Speakers at the gala and throughout the week included Senator Ted Cruz, Israeli Minister of Science, Technology, and Innovation Hila Gamliel, Pastor Paula White, and megachurch Pastor Larry Hutch, underscoring what organizers described as a convergence of political leadership, strategic partnership, and faith-based advocacy on behalf of Israel. With the aftermath of October 7 still reverberating and anti-Semitism rising globally, the foundation said the gathering was intended as a unified declaration that Israel will not stand alone, bringing together legislators from dozens of countries, members of Congress, and religious leaders committed to Israel's security and the defense of Jewish communities worldwide. Founded in 2007, the Israel Allies Foundation serves as the central coordinating body for pro-Israel, faith-based parliamentary caucuses, now encompassing more than 1,600 legislators across 64 countries, advancing initiatives ranging from anti-BDS legislation, encouraging foreign governments to relocate their embassies to Jerusalem, expanding international cooperation, and strengthening Israel's global diplomatic standing. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.